And with that thought, of course, everything seemed better. It was just so nice to have that settled. I preferred my sister alive, rather than in small, bloodless sections. Lovely. Almost human of me. Now that was settled. What next? I could call Rita. Perhaps take in a movie, or a walk in the park, or let's see, maybe, I don't know, save Deborah? Yes, that sounded like fun, but how? I had a few clues, of course. I knew the way he thought. After all, I had been thinking that way myself, and he wanted me to find him. He'd been sending that message loud and clear. If I could put all the distracting stupidity out of my head, all the dreams and New Age fairy chasing and everything else, then I was certain that I could arrive at the logical and correct location. He wouldn't have taken Deb unless he thought he had given me everything a clever monster would need to know in order to find him. All right, then. Clever Dexter. Find him. Track down the Debnapper. Let your relentless logic slash across the back trail like an icy wolf pack. Kick the giant brain into high gear. Let the wind race across the rocketing synapses of your powerful mind as it speeds to its beautiful, inevitable conclusion. Go, Dexter. Go. Dexter? Hello? Is anybody in there? Apparently not. I heard no wind from rocketing synapses. I was as empty as if I had never been. There was no swirl of debilitating emotions, of course, since I didn't have any emotions to swirl. But the result was just as daunting. I was as numb and drained as if I really could feel something. Deborah was gone. She was in terrible danger of becoming a fascinating work of performance art. And her only hope of maintaining any kind of existence beyond a series of still pictures tacked up on a police lab board was her battered, brain-dead brother. Poor, dog-dumb Dexter, sitting in a chair with his brain running in circles, chasing its tail, howling at the moon. I took a deep breath. Of all the times I had ever needed to be me, this was one of the foremost. I concentrated very hard and steadied me, and as a small amount of Dexter returned to fill the echo in my brain cavity, I realized just how human and stupid I had become. There was really no great mystery here. In fact, it was patently obvious. My friend had done everything but send a formal invitation reading, "The honor of your presence is requested at the vivisection of your sister, Black Heart optional." But even this small blob of logic was wiped out of my throbbing skull by a new thought that wormed its way in, oozing rotten logic.